So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Buda Omer, Shekel Adam Buster Keneged HaKli or Keneged HaKeifetz. Although one may not weigh things on a scale on Yom Tov, because it is Uvdin Dechoyl, a weekday activity, not in the spirit of Yom Tov. However, for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, one may weigh meat with a Shinui, in an unusual way, such as using a utensil rather than a weight as a counterweight. V'chacham Aymerim, Eim Hashkichim Bekav Meznaim Kolekar. A person may not use a scale at all on Yom Tov. Even explains the Gemara to protect the meat from rodents. Bamar Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Tavach Uman Asa Lishkal Basa Beyad. An expert butcher may not weigh meat by hand by holding one piece of meat in one hand and another in the other, as this is how he weighs during the week as well and is considered an uvdin dechel. Bamar Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Tavach Uman Asa Lishkal Basa B'mayim. Similarly, an expert butcher may not weigh meat via water displacement. Bamar Yehuda Barashi, Asa Lasas Beis Yad B'basar. One may not make a hole in the meat for the purpose of carrying it, as this is considered an uvdin dechel. Amravina, uviyad shari. However, one may make a hole with his hand, as this is not the regular way of making a hole during the week. Amravuna, mutr lasa simen babasa. Kihad derabe baravuna, mechatuch la atlas karnasa. One may cut a symbol into the meat on Yom Tov, or cut the meat in a triangular shape, as was the custom of Rabbi Rav Huna, as an identifying mark. Reb Chia and Reb Shimon, both sons of Reb Yehuda HaNasi, would weigh meat on Yom Tov using another piece of meat against the first one. The Gemara explains that while this does not seem to be allowed even by Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah, they were following a third more lenient opinion of Reb Yeshua who ruled Shaiklin Mana Keneged Mana B'Yom Tov, and this is not considered Uvdin Dechel. Amar Rav Yosef, Halacha K'Reb Yeshua, the Halacha follows Reb Yeshua. As we see that a Bechir Bal Mum may be weighed this way as well. And we're not concerned about Bezayni Kachim, likewise it's not considered Uvdin Dechel. However, Abai rejects this proof, because there are two different issues. One can hold that it's not Uvdin Dechel, but it is Bezayni Kachim. And one can hold that it is not Bezayni Kachim, but it is Uvdin Dechel. Zok the Mishnah. Eim HaShchizim Nasasakim B'yamtim. Sharpening a knife on a sharpening tool is forbidden on Yom Tov, as this is a ticking kli which is forbidden on Yom Tov. Av masia aga b'chaverta. One may, however, rub one knife on another to sharpen it, as this is considered a ticking kalachayad, which would be permissible on Yom Tov. Amar Rav Huna, lo yishon el b'mashchaza shel evin, av mashchaza shel etz mutter. Rav Huna qualifies the Mishnah that only a stone sharpening tool would be forbidden. However, a wooden one would be permitted, as this is not as efficient as stone, and therefore would not be considered tikkun kli on Yom Tov. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hod the Amrit shel Evin Aser lo Amrin el Lechadido. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that when the Mishnah taught that a stone sharpening tool is forbidden, it was referring to the actual sharpening of the knife. Aval haver shamnun is mutter. However, one may use such a stone tool to remove fatty remnants from the knife. Mechlal dip shel Eitz afel chadid nami mutter. Which would imply that a wood sharpener may be used even to sharpen the knife. The Gemara brings several variations of the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, with different opinions applying the teaching to different parts of the Mishnah. Rav Chisda points out that our Mishnah, which forbids sharpening a knife on Yom Tov, does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda in the following machlokes. The Tanya, Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos elo ichol nefesh b'lvad. The Tanakhama holds that only direct food preparation is permitted on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshir ichol nefesh. Pud allows even preliminary food preparation. The Gemara relates further that Rava asked Rav Chisda, "Shall we quote you that halacha k'Rav Yehuda?" Rav Chisda replied, "Yeh Rava dechol kihan emili mal yasa tidushu mishmoy. May be the will of Hashem that many good things such as these should be quoted in my name." The Gemara continues, "Vam Rav Yosef, sakin sha'amda mutter lechad b'yamta. If a knife became dull, it may be sharpened on Yom Tov, and this would follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that Mechshir Echol Nefesh are permitted on Yom Tov. V'hanemili hu depaska agav duchka. However, this is only if the knife can still be used b'doichik slightly. If it cannot cut at all, sharpening it would involve tirch yisera and would be forbidden even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dash Rav Chisda, v'itim Rav Yosef. Echad sakin shenifkema, v'echad shvud shenirtzam, v'echad grifas tanu v'kiran b'yom Tov. Repairing a nick knife or a bent spit or clearing an oven of some fallen plaster, which the Gemara will later explain, happened on Yom Tov. Banu l'machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, would depend on the following machlekes. The Tanya, Ein bin yamtiv l'shabbos ilo oichel nefesh b'lavad. Tanakama holds that only direct food preparation is permitted on yamtiv. B'hu de matur af mechshiri oichel nefesh. B'hu de allows even preliminary food preparation. The Gemara explores the source of their machlokes. My time of the Tanakam, Amakra, hu levadi yosel lachem, hu v'loy mechshiriv. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Kra, Lachem, Lachem, Lachol Tzarcheichem, including Machshir Eichel Nefesh. But Tanakam Oksim Lachem, Am Lacha, Hu Lachem, Veloy Lenachrim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda explains the pasuk as follows, Ksiv Hu, V'Ksiv Lachem. Kam B'Machshirin, She'ev Shla Aslis Mer B'Yamtiv. Preparatory work that can adequately be prepared before Yamtiv may not be done on Yamtiv, even according to Yehuda. Kam B'Machshirin, She'ev Shla Aslis Mer B'Yamtiv. Whereas preparatory work which could not have been done before Yom Tov, for example, the knife got nicked on Yom Tov, or the food would be adversely affected if prepared early, then it may be done on Yom Tov itself, just as Oichel Nefesh itself. Once a person has used a spit for roasting on Yom Tov, it becomes Muktze Machmes Mias and may no longer be touched or moved on Yom Tov. He may move the spit through tilt of menatzad, moving it in an indirect manner. And Rav Chibar Asher Rav Huna adds, "V'hu sheyesh lo kezayis basa," provided that there is a kezayis of meat remaining on the spit, as this way he can move the spit agav the meat. Ravina Amar, "Afa pishein olav basa mutol tatlay, midahava koitz b'chusarabim." Ravina holds that one may move the spit regularly, similar to a thorn that is left in chusarabim, which may be moved so as not to cause damage to passerby. The previous statement was made in the name of Rav Malkia. There is another Amora named Rav Malkia, who also taught several halachas. To remember which of the two said what, Rav Chinna Bered Rav Ika taught, Shvud Shvachis V'gumis Rav Malkia, Loiris Efer Mikla V'gvina Rav Malkia. Zok the Mishnah, Loyema Adam Matavach Shkotli B'dinim Basar. One may not say to a butcher on Yom Tov, please give me a dinner's worth of meat, as one may not specify money amounts in any form on Yom Tov. Aval, sheichet u'mechalik b'neim. The butcher is permitted to cut up the animal and give out the portions without specifying anything regarding a monetary amount. Heichi avet. How does this work? Ki ha de besura amri tarta u'palgoi tarta. As we've seen through that people ordered either a tarta or half of a tarta, which were terms for a certain amount of meat, and similarly in other locations, each according to their local terms.